There was a presidential pardon from JFK.
For Hampton Hall.
Tell us that story.
Hampton called me to play, and Hampton's a jazz cat. Jazz guys tend to be loose. There's no great formality about them. So he said, "Hey, Watson, man, this is Hampton Hall." I said, "Hey, man, what's happening?" He said, "Dick, I got a gig for you. Jimmy Hops recommended you. I got a gig. Want you to play. He said, come to my house to rehearse." I said, "Okay. Do I need to bring anything?" He said, "Yeah, just something light." So I brought a snare drum and a hi-hat and brushes. I walk in. He's living in East L.A. Most Latinos live over there. His wife, Josie Black, was a Latino. I walked in. He had a fake fireplace up there, and it was a presidential pardon. Well, of course, it's going to stick out because you never see those. And when we took a break, I said, "Hey, man, how'd you get that pardon?" He said, "Man, it cost me 65 cents. That's where jazz cats talk. I said, "What happened?" He said, "Well, you know, man," he said, "when I was doing a nickel," and you know, a nickel is 5 years. He said, "I was doing a nickel to a three-time loser."
What was he in for?
Drugs.
For drugs.
Drugs. All right. Yeah, so that's all he ever did.
All right.
He never stole anything. But anyway, he said, "I was doing a nickel," and JFK was doing that speech, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." He said, "I couldn't do nothing. I was doing a nickel." He said, "And I knew him." I said, "Where'd you meet him?" He said, "Man, you should come out to a club on the West Coast." Howard Rumsey's room, he's a jazz bass player, had a nightclub. And Hampton used to play out there all the time. He said, JFK would come sit in the back with a lady. So he knew him. Knew him to see him. So he wrote him a letter. "Hey, I'm Hampton Hall. You used to come and see me play at the club. I can't do it. I'm doing a nickel, man. What can you do for me?" Boom. And he said, the cast in the cell laughed at him. He said, about a month later, the guard came and said, "Hamp, get your stuff together. You're out of here." That's how he got off.
Wow.
65 cents was the price of a special delivery letter at that time. That's how he got out the joint.